Her mother taught her to make dyes from orange safflowers, cochineal bugs, pomegranate rinds, and walnut shells, and to knot the dyed wool into rugs. Before long, the girl knew all her mother's designs and was deemed the best young knotter in her village. When the girl turned 14, her parents decided it was time for her to marry. To earn money for the dowry, her father worked hard in the fields, hoping for a large harvest. And her mother spun wool until her fingers grew rough, but neither brought in enough silver. The girl knew she could help by making a carpet for her dowry that would dazzle the eyes. Rather than using ordinary village reds and browns, it should glow turquoise like a summer sky. The girl begged Ibrahim, the dye maker, to reveal the secret of turquoise, and he told her to climb a hillock in search of a plant with jagged leaves, and then to search for something inside herself. She didn't know what he meant by that, but she gathered the leaves and boiled them into a dye, which was a dirty purple color. When her mother saw the liquid, she asked what the girl was doing. The girl replied in a halting voice, watching her mother's eyebrows form a dark, angry line across her forehead. "You went to Ibrahim's dye house alone?" "Bibi, please forgive me," the girl replied. "I left my reason with the goats this morning." When her father came home, her mother told him what the girl had done. "If people start talking, her chances of finding a husband are finished," she complained. "Why must she be so rash?" "Always has been," roared her father, and he chastised her for her error. The girl kept her head bent to her mending for the rest of that evening, not daring to meet her parents' eyes. For several days, her Bibi and her Baba watched her closely as she tried to unlock the riddle of the dye. One afternoon, when the girl was in the mountains with her goats, she hid behind a boulder to relieve herself, and a surprising thought struck her. Could Ibrahim possibly have meant that? For it was something inside herself. She returned home and made another pot of purple dye. That afternoon, when she went to the latrines, she saved some of the liquid in an old pot, mixed it with the dull purple dye and the wool, and left it overnight. When she lifted the lid on the dye pot the next morning, she cried out in triumph, for the dye had paled into a turquoise like the pools of paradise. She took a strand of turquoise wool to Ibrahim's dye house and tied it around the knocker on his door, even though her father had forbidden her to go there alone. The girl sold her turquoise carpet to a traveling silk merchant named Hassan, who desired it so much that he paid silver while it was still unfinished on the loom. Her mother told the other village women about her daughter's success, and they praised the skill of her hands. Now that she had a dowry, the girl could be married, and her wedding celebration lasted 3 days and three nights. Her husband fed her vinaigrette cucumbers when she was pregnant, and they had seven sons in as many years. The book of her life had been written in the brightest of inks, and inshallah would continue that way until... "That's not how the story goes," I interrupted, adjusting the rough blanket around my shoulders as the wind howled outside. My mother, Mahin, and I were sitting knee to knee, but I spoke quietly because the others were sleeping only a few paces distant. "You're right, but I like to tell it that way," she said, tucking a lock of her grey hair into a worn scarf. "That's what we were expecting for you." "It's a good ending," I agreed. "But tell it the way it really happened."
"Even with all the sad parts?"
"Yes.
They still make me weep. Me too."
"Voy," she said, her face etched with distress. We were quiet together for a moment, remembering. A drop of freezing rain struck the front of my cotton robe, and I moved closer to my mother to avoid the leak in the roof. The small oil lamp